This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
If you got off into unforgiveness, could it possibly create a problem with your child? It can it? And it ain't no fun when you see that little five-year-old daughter with all them deals all over her body, does it? Oh, it will definitely straighten you up when you learn the consequences. Nobody wants to see their precious little children afflicted like that by a demon. Guarantee it. And it will go, and with your children after thee, and that you mayest prolong your days upon the earth. Oh, that means if I don't do what he says, it could shorten my days on the earth? Exactly. Isn't that amazing? Just think, God told us under the new covenant, children, obey your parents. Did he say that under the old covenant too? Yes, he did. He said, children, obey your parents. And what was the consequence or the blessing that went with that? If children obey their parents, what did he say? They'll have a long life on the earth. So then if they obey their parents and honor their parents, they'll have a long life. If they don't obey and honor, then what does that mean, Bobby?
Short life.
I mean, hey, it don't take a rocket scientist for me and you to figure that out, does it? If we disobey, it will bring a demon into your life, which will cause sickness and disease and not only a tormented life, but a short life on the earth. I mean, there's a lot of children that is going to suffer immensely that have no idea why they're suffering and why they're going to die prematurely. And it's because they've not been told when they're in church that when God speaks, he means business. I mean, you better honor him and do what he says because he's God. And nobody tells God what to do. He is the boss. He tells us what to do, and when we don't obey him, it makes no difference how young or how old we are, does it, Cliff? He can really get mine your attention, can't he?
Yeah.
Yes, he can. Cliff, no, he just makes a difference whether we're young or old. We are older. We're not old. We're older. But he can still get our attention, can't he, Cliff? They get mine too. And he says that it will prolong your days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. So, now then, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16. We've got just a couple more verses in the book of Proverbs, and we're going to quit. Proverbs 3:16 says, length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Wisdom. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Everybody I ever met on the earth would love to have long life and riches and honor while they're here, wouldn't they? Sure, everybody wants that. Well, if you want it, guess how you can get it? By studying and obeying and meditating on God's Word and putting Him first. Then he says in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11, Proverbs 9:11, it says, for by me, God, your days shall be multiplied, and the years of your life shall be increased. That's if you're obedient. If you obey him in Proverbs 9:11, for by me, God, your days shall be multiplied and the years of your life shall be increased. Now then, I've never met a human being that didn't want to walk in long life and prosperity. I mean, if you don't, there's something wrong with you. Everybody would love to have your needs all met. You'd love to have money in the bank so you didn't have to worry about where your next meal or your next house payment comes from. It would be so nice to have a good job or be in business for yourself that you stayed busy enough and the resources, the finances come in so you didn't have to even be concerned about What am I going to do about making the house payment? Or what am I going to do about making the car payment? Oh, God, Lord, if you don't do something this month, I'm in trouble. No, if you're diligently obedient to serve the Lord your God and to do what He says, He said, I will prosper you in whatever you put your hands to. Is that what He said? That's what He said. So if we're obedient to serve Him, and He promised that He would take sickness and disease away from us and satisfy us with a long life. Now that means exactly what it says about diligently seeking God and putting Him first. A lot of people in church don't do that. A lot of people give God one day a week or 1 hour. If you give God 1 hour a day, a lot of them think, man, I've really, really done my duty. I give Him an hour. No, but He says we're supposed to meditate on the Word day and night. You know what I do? The first thing, I can wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning needing to go to the bathroom or something. And you know what the first thing is on my mind when I wake up? Jesus. You know what I mean, don't you? Lord, I am so grateful that everything in my body is working perfect, so I need to go to the bathroom. I'm glad everything works perfect in there. I mean, if it don't work, you're in trouble, right? Guarantee. I mean, you know, I don't let this sound gross, but you know, it's time to, and I go sit down on the stool, you know? And I said, Lord, I'm sure glad that everything in my body's working perfect. I'm glad it's taking all the nutrients out, putting all the stuff over there, and that stuff's passing right on through my body. I'm so glad that everything works perfect in my body. Amen. Somebody said, well, I ain't never said nothing like that. Well, you need to start. Yeah. You need to start praising and thanking. All you got to do is if it don't work, you can be in big trouble. So if you praise Him constantly in everything you do, I mean, everything you do as a son or a daughter of the King, we should be praising the King. You wake up in the morning, if you praised Him, you ought to put your arm around your mate and pat her on the back and say, Lord, thank you. You can say that silently. You can say it out loud. If she's asleep, you don't want to wake her up, then say it silently. Say, Lord, thank you for my mate. Thank you, Lord. I'm grateful that you sent me a mate. Lord, I ask you to watch over her today and protect her and keep her safe in everything she does. And then pray over your children. You go out and get in your car. Turn around and look at your home. Say, oh, Lord, I'm so grateful that I got a place to sleep. I'm so grateful for this bed I slept in last night. Oh, Lord, somebody said, well, you know, that old bed, you've been sleeping in that old bed 30 years. Say, praise God, and I'm glad I got that old bed to sleep in. Praise the King. When He gets ready for me to have another one, He'll send me another one. But until then, I'm going to praise Him for the one I got. I ain't sleeping on the ground. If I was, I'd praise Him for the ground. You know, you praise Him in everything. And one of the things we as Christians really do, I got tickled the other day when I prayed for that Dr. Gary Young out there in Salt Lake. He was telling us, he flew us out there, Cheryl and I both, for 2 days. We went out there and taught him and his family the Word of God for 2 days. And one of the things he said, we were going to eat at a big restaurant, and their bishops or whatever they call those guys, their pastors of their churches. Of course, he's a Mormon. You know, he's a Mormon. And so he goes to that big Mormon Tabernacle Church out there. He said they were going to go down to some kind of a restaurant or something. And they went in the other night, and a whole bunch of them, 15 or 20 or 30, whatever it was, and the pastors or whatever. And they come in and said, everybody got their meal, and everybody just started eating. And he said, I said, hey, let's stop. We have not blessed the food. And the pastor said, we bless the food outside in the parking lot because we're afraid we will offend somebody in here. Well, let me tell you, we ain't going to sit down in no restaurant and bless our food silently. You know, in fact, you know, I desire the day that I could get like Smith Wigglesworth. He'd walk into a restaurant in London, England. He'd walk in and sit down and serve something, and he'd stand up and say, anybody in this place blessed this food yet? And so there'd be people all over the place that everybody there would stop eating and bow their head. He'd say, okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, these people come in like a bunch of pigs and started eating, and nobody blessed the food, so Lord, I ask you to forgive this bunch of... And he said, Lord, bless them all now, the rest of that food, what they got in them, said, bless them in the name of Jesus. And said he'd sit down and everybody go back to eating, said nobody would say a word. They knew the power he walked in. I mean, if you needed to get healed, you come see Smith Wigglesworth, guarantee you could get healed. But see, he walked in that God power. And everywhere he was, God was there. And when he stood up to say something, God fell on that place. And everybody just immediately bowed their head because they knew the anointing that he walked in. That's where every one of us should desire to be. And if we walked in that, we wouldn't have to worry about the world knowing whether we were Christians or not. They'd be wanting what we got. We wouldn't have to worry about these stupid programs they're putting on NBC. Nobody would want a program like that if the church was walking in the power we're supposed to be walking in. They'd want what we got, not what they got. You know, here we are. Just like a nurse said one day, I was down to pray for somebody, and she said, I said, I'm a Christian. I'm going to pray for him. I said, are you a Christian? She said, no. I said, why not? She said, you people ain't got nothing we don't have. She said, I see Christians coming here all the time sick and afflicted. I said, well, you're looking at one right here that don't get sick. She said, well, I don't know you, but you do look pretty healthy right now. I said, well, let me tell you, ma'am, I don't get sick because I walk in the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I believe that word. She said, well, let me tell you, when all of the church, when they stop, Christians stop coming down here with sickness and disease and moaning and groaning, that's when I'll decide y'all got something I want. And I thought, what a shame. What a shame. We need to be walking in God's anointing. Don't we, Bobby? Yes. We need to be walking in divine health. We need to be walking in holiness. We need to be walking, serving the living God. So that wherever we walk, when we pray, He does what we ask Him for. And we get to see these things. I'm going to tell you, with that group of Mormons I talked to out there the other day, I had a captive audience. But they believe what I taught because I came out there with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. I had a man sitting there that was listening that had a broken back the day before, and today he's miraculously healed and running and playing. You get their attention when you do that, you know it? You get their attention. But that's where all of us ought to be walking, isn't it? Eldon walks there. He gets to see God do lots of things. Father, we thank You for this evening. We thank You for the Word of God. We thank You, Lord, that You're so wonderfully real and awesome. Father, I ask You to open our hearts and our minds to these magnificent things so that every one of us can walk in this God kind of love, so that we will love every human being we come in contact with, so that they will know that we're sons and daughters of Yours. And then, Lord, as we pray with people and talk to people, may a demonstration of Your Spirit's power be there to save the lost, to heal the sick, to do all the things that to deliver the captive, to set them free. And may their lives be forever changed when we pray the prayer of faith for them, so they will know that You live through us. And we praise You and thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.